This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Loserpool. Be the last man standing and win £1,000 guaranteed at loserpool.com. For all your taxi needs, download the ADT Taxi app on your smartphone and book your taxi now at ADT Taxis. Hey guys, Chappy here from Leicester Fan TV. Got a bonus episode for you here from Leicester legend Steve Walsh. We got an interview with him in the week. Phil Holloway went down to his academy, the AFDA Academy after Academy, and got a good little chit chat about the Villa game and some bits and bobs. So I hope you enjoy this little bonus episode of the podcast. I'll try and get a few more bits and bobs out from Leicester legends. We are in touch with quite a few these days, so I'm hoping this might take off. Enjoy the podcast anyway. I hope you guys enjoy the content. Hit the subscribe button, help us like, share the posts, and follow us at Leicester Fan TV on all socials. Visit the website leicesterfantv.com for all Leicester news and competitions. We've got all sorts of stuff up there right now, so hop over and visit leicesterfantv.com. Enjoy the episode, guys. Cheers.
Well, welcome to Leicester Fan TV. I'm down here with Walshy. How are you, Steve?
Very well, thank you. Phil, yes?
Good, feeling a bit better.
All the better after last night, yes. I think just settled a few nerves, hasn't it? But listen, you know, we're in the quarterfinals of an FA Cup. We've got a great opportunity of a Champions League place. So I think it was a really important game last night to get that belief back and get that confidence. Some great performances last night, especially in that second half. You know, you look at some of them players, you know, James Justin, he was fantastic last night, great, you know, player for the future. You know, you look at Harvey Barnes, was obviously man of the match, and Vardy coming back was great to see. And Didi, you know, once he's back in that team, you just know that we're getting back to our best, and that's what it showed in that second half, what we've done for the first half of this season.
A lot of fans went into last night's game feeling a little bit nervous, Steve. A bit of confidence gone from the fan side as well. Players, I don't think they'd lost confidence, but what's it like as a player when you just are not the greatest form?
I think that, you know, it's just that intensity has not been quite there, I guess, because, you know, they've started ever so well, put so much energy into that first half of the season. And sometimes, you know, you just can't find that intensity, and yet Leicester now, you know, you look at this. I think people are getting nervous because the gap is obviously shortening at the moment, and Man United coming strong again, Wolves looking, you know, promising. But you know, when we play like that, we're, you know, unstoppable in a sense. And you know, okay, the Villa were poor last night, but we made them poor and really showed them who was boss from the start of the game. So it was a convincing win, a real big boost to the confidence of the players. You know, I think Brendan's got it right in his team selections and his tactics. I think he's done ever so well with that. So yeah, it was a much needed win.
You mentioned Harvey Barnes there. He was man of the match. I think everybody gave him that. Two great goals. One thanks to Pepe Reina for coming out and doing that. He's a young lad. He's a Leicestershire lad. We've got young lads down here. How well do you think Barnes has developed? And how much further can he go?
Muzzy would know a lot more about him because he's actually coached him as a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old. So I can see the potential, and everybody as a Leicester fan acknowledge the fact that he's going to develop into a fine player, and he's progressing. His pathway is going really nicely now, and he deserved his goal last night. You know, his anticipation, his work ethic, his pace. And he's certainly, you know, he's starting to score goals, which you know, I think that was the big question, and yet now he's coming together at the right time.
And you mentioned James Justin again having a great game. Also, Mark Albrighton back in the side.
Do you know what? When I looked at the starting lineup, I was really confident with what Brendan had done. I just felt you needed a little bit of experience in that type of game, especially against Villa with you know, the rivalry. And I think it worked really well. I think the balance of the team looked good. And you talk about James Justin, what a player. And, you know, the future's bright. He's quick, he's clever, he's got a range of pass. He's got everything. And, you know, obviously he's being held back at the moment, but he's got to wait his time and play well when he comes in like he did last night. So he's given the manager a bit of a headache now.
And Steve, cup matches, we've got Chelsea coming up.
Yeah, I'm positive, really positive about that draw. I'm quite confident. A home draw was great, but we can beat Chelsea. There's no doubt we can beat them. We just have to play like we have done, especially in that second half, with that intensity, that purpose. It was really kind of really cutthroat and going for the jugular in a sense. You know, they really went at Villa, and that's what I like. When they move the ball quickly, they become a team.
Talking of cup matches, you've got a big one tomorrow.
We have, yeah. We've got a quarter final for the English College National League. So it's great for us. We're going down to Boreham Wood, so it's a bit out of our territory, somewhere in London, I believe.
A way trip down to the
smoke.
It
is, so it's going to be great. Yeah, it's a great opportunity. We're unbeaten this season. We've had a great season so far. Just fingers crossed. You know, we've had a great couple of results recently. We beat Christian Fuchs's academy the other week as well, which it's always a good one to win. It's a bit of rivalry now, I guess, but no, they're a great academy, good lads, and it's great to see that, you know, and the competitiveness. It was great, good game, and it always is against them.
Brilliant, thanks, Steve. I'll let you get back to the training. Good
cheers.
Luck from all the fans.
Thanks
to
all the best. Yeah, well
right.
Done.
Cheers,
thank
Steve.
You.